I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And I'm joined now, as I am each week at this point, by Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. And if you haven't been to ETF Trends, well, you should check it out because it's not just, hey, buy this ETF or this looks good. It's kind of everything you need, soup to nuts, to understand the ETF space. And if you've been to ETF Trends, but you haven't been there recently, well, go back and check it out. Get yourself refreshed and see all the things going on, especially as we get towards the end of the year and there's a bunch of stuff that comes out as you're looking for the start of the year, lots of new ETF issues to cover and much more. So to check it out, of course, it's ETFTrends.com. If you want to learn more as well, you can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon, and ETF Trends is at ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Market Vectors Retail ETF, ticker RTH.
Ticker symbol RTH, Market Vectors Retail. Really, it's going to be the ETF of the week when the first things I saw after Black Friday were like, hey, the very first sales numbers weren't so good. So are you expecting? I mean, everybody's sort of been saying they thought it would be a good holiday season, but the first numbers didn't hold up. So why this fund now?
Well, we could spend the whole 7 minutes talking about retail sales numbers, Chuck, and I think what we're going to find out are a couple things. First of all, there were a lot of pre-Thanksgiving sales that were going on. Actually, the week before Thanksgiving, retail sales were up 19% year over year compared to 2013. So that's really, really good. The other thing is, yes, Black Friday sales were down, but Thanksgiving Day sales were actually up about 9%. So when we're all done with the holiday season, I think we're going to see that people dug into their pockets a little bit more for a couple reasons. 2.5 million Americans have jobs that didn't have jobs last year. And on top of that, with lower oil prices, we're seeing another $50 billion available for consumers that wasn't available at this time last year as well. So numbers will bear out, but I think one other thing we're also seeing is 13% was supposed to be the number as far as online sales this year. Many are feeling it might be up 14, 15, 16% as more people are going to online shopping. But it's going to be very interesting to see, regardless, if you're looking to participate in a lot of these either big box retailers or online retailers, the Market Vectors Retail ETF RTH is probably one of the best out there from a choice standpoint.
Okay. But retail is a notoriously fickle business. So is this a 200-day moving average play? Is this a 50-day moving average play? What's the play here in terms of getting in and, more importantly, getting out?
It absolutely is fickle. You hit it right on the head there, Chuck. I'll tell you know, up until just a few weeks ago, it was flat for the year. We really weren't seeing great retail numbers. Then all of a sudden, things have taken off. I think the big thing is this. If the average American is feeling more confident about their current position financially, they're going to end up spending more money, and retailers are going to do better. And maybe as we're getting longer into this economic recovery and lower unemployment and better housing numbers, those types of things, those will bode well for retailers. And absolutely, yes, it's a 200-day average play. And for the past couple of years, RTH has steadily been moving along its long-term uptrend when it seems to come down, hit the 200-day average, and then bounce back above. It's funny when you look at the chart and see sometimes how this works. So we're currently above the 200-day average. I would recommend a 5% allocation, and if you have money that's on the sidelines and your normal allocation to domestic equities is underallocated, this is an ETF you should consider.
A 5% allocation, and you mentioned sideline money. I'm going to ask another question here that we don't talk about a lot. But when you go after a niche fund like this, and it's niche not from the standpoint of it's buying niche companies, it's niche from the standpoint of it's focused on one sector. If you go off and you have, I don't know, your basic plain vanilla growth fund, you're going to have a bunch of retailers in there somewhere. So 5%, is that designed to make sure we don't have a whole lot of overlap? Do we worry at all about overlap?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think what's happened is there's still a lot of money on the sidelines. There's, you know, something like $3 trillion that's still in money market funds, which tells me that all of that is not meant for short term. And if you're getting paid next to nothing in money market funds and you're feeling better about the market, better about the economy, and you're underallocated, here's a great way to maybe increase your overall equity allocation while also having a stop loss in place. If we're feeling good about the economy, good about retail sales going into next year, and maybe some of this is already baked in based on holiday sales already, I think we're going to continue to see retail numbers go north in 2015. And on top of that, the fact that this has not been a blowaway sector. This has not been up huge double-digit numbers. It's basically been flat up until 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Well, we'll take it. We are always happy if we can get something that is moving in the right direction and getting away from that flatness, and if we can spot it. And that's what we're designed to do here when we talk to you, because you're always looking for ETF trends. That's the basic thing here. And remember, folks, the important thing with this one, you heard Tom say it, this is a 200-day moving average play. So if you're going to play this trend, you want to make sure you play it the right way. And if you want more information, you're going to go to ETFtrends.com, where you can get lots of information on this and all other ETFs and a lot more on ETF investing in general. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we have just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. But there's a lot more to go, and we're going to get to it right after this message. So stick around. Let's live the money life together when we come back.